Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Place of My Own by Michael Pollan, performed by Michael Pollan. Preface. A Place of My Own is the biography of a building. In a sense, it is the biography of every building, but happens to dwell on one in particular. The not-so-primitive hut I built in the woods behind my house in New England, as a place to read and write and daydream. This is not a famous or important building, but to me it has meant the world. I built it with my own two unhandy hands, and it is here that I wrote this book, as well as a second, The Botany of Desire, and a third of a third, The Omnivore's Dilemma. But the book could have been written about almost any building, because at its heart is a narrative of the universal process of design and construction, which is to say the age-old story of how dreams get turned into drawings that then get turned into wood and stone and glass, finally to take their place in the palpable world. I have always found that process wonderful and slightly mysterious, and the people involved, architects and builders, particularly impressive characters. Architects do their work on the frontier between the ideal and the practical, translating wisps of ideas into buildable facts, and carpenters are among those lucky souls whose handiwork actually adds to the available stock of reality. To a writer whose creations can really only be said to exist among the human speakers of his or her language, this is cause for envy. For us, terms like architecture and carpentry are little more than pretentious metaphors we use to dress up our far more ephemeral makings. I had a dense tangle of reasons for wanting to build something, but one of them was to join the world of the makers.